a good bit of sunshine. Friday's high around 54. Becoming cloudy tomorrow night, low 38. Then showers become likely Saturday, especially Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, Saturday night. And high temperature in the middle 50s on Saturday, upper 50s on Sunday. Maybe a leftover shower somewhere in the area Sunday. Then windy and colder as we start the new week on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, Montgomery, this is attorney Sarge Grubbs inviting you to our free estate planning workshop, Wills vs. Trust, on January 22nd and 25th. Call 649-4911 to register.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Network. I'm Andrew James. Registered sex offender David Kane was arrested at Davis Elementary School. School officials say Kane was turned away from campus after not being able to provide a valid reason for being there. He later made it inside the school after a visitor opened a door. He is now being held on $15,000 bond. After complaints of celebratory gunfire on New Year's Eve, city officials say they're looking into new solutions for this problem. Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange says new technology is on the way for the police department. And Prattville police are looking for a missing teen. They say 14-year-old Bradley Blake was last seen leaving his dad's house in Prattville Tuesday. He may be headed to his mom's house in Sylacauga. Police say he was last seen wearing a red hoodie. If you have any information, please call Prattville police. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
When you don't have a big marketing budget, you have to wait until the opportunity is just right. Well, consider this your opportunity alarm going off. Vistaprint semi-annual sale has arrived with up to 50% off everything, including custom postcards, invitations, labels and stickers, and more. And with tons of business card options like square cards, now's the time to get huge savings on them too. Make the most of this opportunity. Go to Vistaprint.com by January 11th and enter the promo code SAVEBIG.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Not all electricians are created equal. Some are more interested in making money than doing what's right for the customer. Well, not so at Mr. Electric of Montgomery. At Mr. Electric, their goal is to provide a safe home for your family. You can trust the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery to explain any problem thoroughly, then take action to correct it in the most budget-friendly way possible. Mr. Electric offers upfront pricing, appointments on your schedule, and affordable financing options. When you have an electrical problem, don't put your home or family at risk. Call the licensed professionals at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where we're doing right. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power
to make things better. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As the standoff grows longer, an unusual moment in the Situation Room. Top Democrats say the president stormed out of the White House talks with congressional leaders.
When Leader Pelosi said she didn't agree with the wall, he just walked out and said, "We have nothing to discuss."
Winter weather alerts from West Virginia all the way up to Maine. Lake effect snow already across the Northeast.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein plans to resign in the next few weeks.
The scratch-off ticket worth $10 million and the arrest. A California man was taken into custody at a state lottery office as he tried to cash in the ticket. Police had been tipped off by his roommate.
The NFL is dropping efforts to fight dementia diagnoses in a landmark concussion case.
After lawyers for players accused the league of trying to delay payments.
nationwide manhunt for a suspect in an armored car robbery in Louisville, Kentucky. He's the guard for the truck. He's now missing, and so is $850,000 in cash.
Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos and his wife will divorce after 25 years. Their split could be the costliest divorce in history.
The hyphen, Webster's Dictionary defines, is a symbol used to divide a compound word or a single word. So it seems to me that when a man calls himself an Afro-American, a Mexican-American, Italian-American, an Irish-American, Jewish-American, what he's saying is, I'm a divided American. Well, we all came from other places, different creeds, different races, to form a nation, to become as one. Yet look at the harm a line has done. A simple little line, and yet as divisive as a line can get. A crooked cross the Nazis flew, and the Russian hammer and sickle, too. Time bombs in the lives of men. But none of these could ever fan the flames of hatred faster than the hyphen. The Russian hammer built a wall that locks men's hearts from freedom's call. Crooked cross flew overhead above 20 million tragic dead. Among them, men from this great nation who died for freedom's preservation. A hyphen is a line that's small. It can be a bridge or be a wall. A bridge can save you lots of time. A wall you always have to climb. The road to liberty lies true. A hyphen's use is up to you. Used as a bridge, it can span all the differences of man. Being free in mind and soul should be our most important goal. If you use the hyphen as a wall, you'll make your life mean and small. An American is a special breed whose people came to her in need. They came to her that they might find a world where they'd have peace of mind, where men are equal and something more, stand taller than they stood before. So you be wise in your decision, and that little line won't cause division. Let's join hands with one another, for in this land, each man's your brother. United we stand, divided we fall. We're Americans, and that says it all.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Stock market is down 31 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing well. I'm doing really well.
48 degrees outside, a little chillier than it has been.
Yes.
So we went from a high of 72 a couple of days ago to a high of like 52. Today I think the high is again 52. But, it's going to be cold tonight, 29 degrees.
Ooh.
I know. Put that heater on out there. 272-9228, first-time callers, need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market. $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market. And then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. That's a $60 value, and you know what's in it? Things that you put in it. And there's a great selection at Sweet Creek Farm Market just for you. Okay, we've had a lot going on. What did they do to the microphone here? Oh, man. A lot going on today. President's headed down to the border and next to McAllen, Texas, to kind of see what's going on there. They had that meeting yesterday that he walked out on. The Democrats phrased it one way, and the Republicans said something different. Kevin McCarthy said that what Pelosi said was just not true. Which one do you believe, Kevin McCarthy or Nancy Pelosi? I think Kevin McCarthy is a guy of integrity, and I think he's saying it straight up, and I do not trust Nancy Pelosi as far as I can throw her. We also have the Hacienda healthcare investigation is continuing. This is the lady that was in the vegetative state for 14 years and all of a sudden miraculously gave birth. I wonder what happened there. We also have a guy that wrote a book called The Trump Factor and the tactics that he has, and I think you're going to really like that. And then they did, CBS did a piece on the on Texans are divided about the border wall. And I noticed that what they do is they go in and they find people that are either hurt by the shutdown or they don't like the they're going to be hurt by the border wall, so to speak. And they don't go out and find people that are for it, CBS in particular.
And also on the shutdown politics, let me be clear real quick. It's very inconvenient, no doubt, if you're not getting a paycheck. Now, maybe for a second pay period or even a first one. But some of the examples that have been given, like this one woman's like, I don't know if I'll be able to, you know, get my water heater turned on, so I'm taking cold showers. I'm like, that's what I did for 2 weeks when I moved in my new place. Like, it's inconvenient. It's not wonderful, yes, but...
Well, why...
Like, come on.
Is she taking cold showers now, and if so, why?
It was some connection to an inspection she needed done. It was a very convoluted reasoning because the Federal Housing Administration or something like that is closed. She couldn't get the paperwork to get an inspection done, to get the heater replaced. It was a loan from Housing and Urban Development. That's that one. There's so many of these examples. She was hoping to get a loan from Housing and Urban Development to fix her water heater. And because it's, you know, shut down, they're not giving out loans for now. New ones.
Aww.
So it's just like, that stinks, but come on.
Really? Unbelievable. Let's do this. The media is really kind of jumping into this thing. And so let's start with, this is the Dems talking about a manufactured crisis.
All state that this is a manufactured crisis and a crisis that manufactured by the Trump administration.
This is a manufactured crisis, Bill.
How he manufactures crises like immigrants seeking legal refuge.
What the president is doing is manufacturing a crisis.
President Trump must stop holding the American people hostage, must stop manufacturing a crisis.
This president just used the backdrop of the Oval Office to manufacture a crisis.
Okay, so that was the Democrats talking about a manufactured crisis. Now, it's interesting how the media is playing this. See if it sounds familiar to you.
Folks, the president has manufactured one heck of a political crisis for himself.
Donald Trump is manufacturing a national security crisis.
You will hear them say is that this is a manufactured crisis. It's not a national security crisis.
From Nancy Pelosi down to Debbie Wasserman Schultz or anybody else who will give him a dime for this project.
Because so it's manufactured.
It's a manufactured crisis for the president to get a political win.
We have a president who will go on TV tonight and lie and lie and lie some more. This is a manufactured crisis.
So that was the media just parroting exactly what the Democrats said. Exactly what the Democrats said. Now, you think the media may be on the side of the Democrats here, and then therefore they're kind of skewing the news by any chance?
Yeah, with the exception of Fox, you pretty much all the networks. You know, I would expect that at MSNBC, but the main networks, you would hope for the better, but we all know better.
Well, speaking of that, let's listen to Major Garrett talking about the meeting and listen to how he's portraying this.
President Trump is taking his border wall campaign to South Texas today after blowing up talks to end the partial government shutdown by walking out of the room. The president had asked congressional leaders for a commitment to pay for a wall after the government reopens, but Democratic House Leader Nancy Pelosi said no.
The president tweeted that the meeting was, quote, a total waste of time, and said he told Pelosi, bye-bye, nothing else works. He plans a series of events in McAllen, Texas this afternoon. Major Garrett is at the border checkpoint in the nearby town of Hidalgo.
President Trump wasn't interested in making this trip. I heard him say it'd be a waste of time. So did other reporters. That was at an off-the-record lunch earlier this week at the White House. A news organization has reported about that. The president's tweeted about it, so it's more or less out there. What the president also said is what he meant is that this one trip was unlikely to change anyone's mind, that both sides are entrenched and unable to agree on the most basic set of facts. That was clear after yesterday's most recent negotiating session.
The president is traveling to Texas, leaving a sea of shutdown acrimony in his wake.
We saw a temper tantrum because he couldn't get his way.
Democratic leaders are unwilling to even
negotiate.
Their behavior is embarrassing to me.
It is unacceptable to put 800,000 people at risk.
He thinks maybe they could just ask their father for more money, but they can't.
Congressional leaders offered conflicting accounts of a meeting with the president aimed at reopening the government that instead descended into disarray.
When Leader Pelosi said she didn't agree with the wall, he just walked out and said, "We have nothing to discuss."
She began to argue whether we even have a crisis or whether facts are true.
That's interesting, the kind of pieces that he did. They didn't do Schumer saying that Trump banged the table. Type thing.
Right.
And that was very selective in what they said. They didn't go in and go through and do an interview with somebody and saying, what did he say? And then you go to person B and say, what did he do and say? They didn't do that. They just took what they said and kind of pieced it together. Basically, McCarthy, you're going to hear him say it again in another clip, that he said this is far from reality. Of what happened, what actually happened in there. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Steve. Steve, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, how are you guys doing today?
Very good.
Oh, great. Well, I just got a couple of comments to make. First off, I think any time our president meets with these idiots, mainly Pelosi and Schumer, he needs to have TV cameras in the room. And I mean everybody from Fox to CNN to CBS, ABC, everybody and his brother. That way, everybody can see just what idiots Schumer and Pelosi really are. You know, they don't give a damn about the country. All they care about is their hatred for Trump.
The problem is if ABC, NBC, and CBS were in there, would they play it?
Yeah, that would be the interesting thing to see. Would they be actually willing to show it and show just what these people are made of?
And the answer is no. They're not willing to do it. Because instead of doing what they did, they could have gone in and had an interview with Nancy Pelosi and said what happened, had an interview with Schumer and say what happened, have an interview with Kevin McCarthy and say what happened, and then look at those and say, who do you believe?
Yeah, exactly. Now, my next point is this.
Mm-hmm.
As you well know, I am retired military.
Mm-hmm.
I went through God knows how many government shutdowns during my military career. And yeah, it hurt. There was times when I would wonder, you know, am I going to get a paycheck next pay period? Am I going to be able to pay my bills? Am I going to be able to support my family? Guess what? We survived. We survived,
mm-hmm.
and we will survive this. You know, these whiny butt people that I keep hearing about, talking about, oh, my goodness, I got to get my water heater fixed. I got to do this. I got to do that. It is all garbage. We'll deal with it, people. We have got a real, honest-to-goodness national crisis on our hands, and if this is what it takes to get this crisis fixed, then so be it.
I like that, Steve. You have a great day, buddy. Red Time coming back to you. Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back with more right after this.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
If closing a deal fires you up, if you are hungry for the next sale, if you love the art of the deal, we want to talk to you. Blue Water Broadcasting, the most listened to radio group in Montgomery, is looking for experienced sales professionals. We are interviewing fired up people now. If you believe in yourself and you are goal-oriented, we want to talk to you about this exceptional opportunity. Send your resume to jobs@bluewaterbroadcasting.com. Blue Water Broadcasting is an equal opportunity employer.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, do you know why we're getting applications from jugglers and tightrope walkers?
I just posted on a national job site that this job can be a balancing act and you'll have to juggle many tasks.
But the job is for head of accounting. Some of the applicants include lion tamers.
Have you met the guys in accounting? They're animals.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
What are some things you can do during the holidays? Decorate, wrap something, have a movie marathon, throw a party, do something memorable? Do something memorable, like saving $7,500 on any new 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee in stock. I'm Dick Brubaker with Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and the memories can be made during our 2018 Big Finish event. The 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee offers exceptional off-road capability without sacrificing on-road ride comfort. It is refined with a quiet, well-finished cabin and composed ride. Happiness can be yours this holiday season with $7,500 off any new 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee in stock. It's a memory in the making during the 2018 Big Finish event at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, tag, title, and fees. Must finance through Chrysler Capital. $7,500 off list price, not MSRP. Based on availability. Offer expires December 31st.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Red Tide. Red Tide, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
What a beautiful day! The air is cold, cool, and crisp. It just feels great taking a fresh breath of air.
There you go. Just wait till tonight. 29 degrees.
That's okay. I have many customers' houses to burn.
Folks, he didn't mean that. He didn't mean it literally.
No, literally. Last night, I put a piece of firewood in my fireplace. It's for my house in Arrowhead. I go, well, gosh, that was a year ago. I wanted to give a heads up. I want everybody to drive safe and not get tickets. So this is not obstruction of justice, just citizens' protection. On 65 at the 80 interchange, they're running radar light, pulling people over. So viciously. So everybody slow down. And also on Highway 80 at the Cloverleaf, they're just really running that, and they give a lot of tickets out, so everybody slow down.
What is Highway 80?
That's the airport road. Selma Highway.
Oh, Selma Highway, okay.
Yeah. That is Highway 80, isn't it?
Well,
yeah.
Just say Selma Highway. That's, everybody knows that.
Yeah, that's good enough. But they're all over the place, and man. Boys, they're anxious. They need me some money, I guess, for the mayor's dog parks. May I ask you a question? Torch Morris.
Yes.
I'm thinking of going under the flame this weekend.
You are.
And I would like to know what your recommended torch is and what your recommended torch time for a 13-ounce T-bone is.
Ooh. Well, now, the torch works best when you've done it in the precision cooker and it's cooked on the inside, and then what you're doing is you're torching the outside. Also, I have a diffuser on mine, but you can cook it with straight flame. It just, the diffuser gives it more evenness to it.
And where do you get this magic flamethrower from?
I got mine from Home Depot.
Ah. Oh, in the barbecue department.
I can't remember if I got it there or not.
Or is it in the acetylene torch welding department?
I think it may be there.
The truth is coming out, Dan.
There you go. No, actually, go ahead.
Do I need two tanks to operate this thing?
No, just get you. Most of them come with the tank, by the way. And I'm trying to think, did I get it at Home Depot? Because I think I found it at a really good price. And I can't remember where I got it, though. It came with a tank.
It ain't like I'm not in Home Depot three times a day. In fact, they put a three strikes and you're out rule on me.
I like that.
So I'm enjoying very much. Nancy and Chuck and Nancy look scared. Ruth Bader Ginsburg's going down, and they think this is a problem. Wait till they got nominated as Supreme Court judge, because they ain't going to be able to pull a Kavanaugh off again, are they?
Well, I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens with William Barr and how they are they going to try to rough him up, and what tactic are they going to use? I think they're probably going to be you're a biased attorney general tactic, but will they go further than that?
Wow, who knows? And, you know, I saw a documentary on John Kennedy, and J. Edgar Hoover gave me a deja vu of what we're going through now. Now, granted, I don't know if Mueller wears pantyhose or not. But he may.
You don't know that?
I don't know. I don't want to find out. I'm too young for that, and I'm 65. And so it's very much J. Edgar Hoover investigated Kennedy the whole damn time he was in office. So, which wasn't long enough, but hey, Mo's been investigating Trump almost as long at this point.
There you go.
It's a strange, out-of-control FBI, and maybe we can sabotage Mueller's pantyhose or something like that. See you guys. Thank you. Roll Tide. Anyway, go Trump.
Ta-ta. Let's do this. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the demo. No, we don't have it. For Rodney, we need a little more time, right?
Rodney, what do you, we need some runway with for you?
Let's do this. Let me go to a break. Coming back to Rodney right after this.
Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our fifth year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump visits McAllen, Texas today to see the border and attend a roundtable talk on border security. He says if Congress doesn't provide money for a southern border wall,
I have the absolute right to declare a national emergency. I haven't done it yet. I may do it. If this doesn't work out, probably I will do it.
The partial government shutdown drags on over the issue, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says
the president doesn't believe in governance, so he doesn't care if governance doesn't take place. He doesn't appreciate the role of public policy in the lives of the American people.
800,000 federal workers aren't being paid this week. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says about Trump administration policy in the Middle East compared to Barack Obama's,
the age of self-inflicted American shame is over, and so are the policies that produce so much needless suffering.
That's Secretary Pompeo giving a speech in Cairo, Egypt. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a chilly forecast today, but no Arctic air in our immediate future. Today, sunshine with a high temperature right around 50. North winds not as strong today, 6 to 12 miles per hour. Clear, cold tonight. Another freeze. Low temperature by dawn, we'll say 28 to 30. Tomorrow, a good bit of sunshine. Friday's high around 54. Becoming cloudy tomorrow night, low 38. Then showers become likely. Saturday, especially Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, Saturday night. And high temperature in the middle 50s on Saturday. Upper 50s on Sunday, maybe a leftover shower somewhere in the area Sunday, then windy and colder as we start the new week on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Thursday.
I wouldn't criticize. I guess you had to wait.
Let's go to the phones and go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, Joey, how are y'all today?
Good.
Good? Oh, very good. Well, oh, that threw you off in the attic, I forgot. But soon to be out here enjoying the beautiful Alabama weather with us.
There you go.
So, Dan, I want to talk about some of the things that are out there that they're predicting that the Democrats' strategy is here, and then so it's kind of all speculation. But I want you to just listen to it and follow the train of my thought, and then tell me if you think this is may happen or may not. So we know the Democrats are not going to come forward and do anything with this. They're going to sit on their hands and they ain't doing anything. So Trump's most likely going to declare an emergency, a national emergency. And at that point, old Chuck and Nancy is going to run down to a federal judge probably in the ninth, somewhere around Obama, federal judge appointee, and have them try to put the brakes on this and stop it. Now, as far as I can tell, it's fully constitutional for the president to do it. Now, the question that I'm asking is, as when we get to this point, do you think, because I'm beginning to believe that when they go get this federal judge and he shoots it down, that Trump's going to say, the heck with it, he's going to keep moving forward, he's going to pull in Obama and say, okay, you just go ahead and take me to court, and I'm going to continue on, because my legal team is telling me that once it gets to the Supreme Court, is everything that y'all doing is going to get shot down, and I'll win at the end of the day. Do you think that he will do that?
I don't, because then what would happen is he could be in contempt of court.
Okay.
But now let me try it another way, though. I'm not an attorney. I play one on radio, though. And if there are any attorneys out here who know if this is correct or not. If he went to a favorable district and they ruled in his favor before the Ninth Circuit ruled against him, which one would stand? So in other words, you have someone to go in and say it's unconstitutional, but they ask the circuit that is in Texas or the one in Atlanta.
Right.
And then, no, they say, no, he can do that. And as long as they answer before the ninth does, would that stand?
I'm not very sure about that. But even if the scenario of either of those don't unfold, how fast can Trump request to the Supreme Court to fast walk it? I mean, you think 8 months would be reasonable?
No. Actually, they did one in 6 weeks one time.
Wow.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but I think the Democrat Party is old, completely forever. I'm speaking to very many people down in I got a lot of relatives down in New Orleans in the federal court system, in the judicial court system, the DA's office. I know plenty of people in Atlanta, Texas, several different places, and the Democrats are self-destructing in the people that I'm talking to that are Democrats. They are self-destructing. This is an issue that the Democrats, I don't think they know what they're walking into, that every American is concerned about their grandchildren and their children in the future of this country, and the Democrats have not melted the danger of this with the American people, and I think that they're going to pay the price for it. Do you agree with that? Do you see anything out there?
I think that the media is tilting this so much in the Democrats' favor, particularly in the Major Garrett piece I just played for you. If you're a real observer and you know what's kind of going on and you really have your eye on the ball here, you can see this for what it is. And
right.
You know, I don't trust Schumer or Pelosi. I think they're lying when they say the things that Trump did. I trust Kevin McCarthy. I think he's an honest guy. And I think that the Democrats are just, they're willing to do anything to get their way, even if it's obstructing the president, which is basically what somebody is doing, what they're doing right now.
Right. Well, it's a crying shame, but there's certain little things that I look at that I see, and it just makes the Democrats look so foolish. Nancy and Schumer, before they came up to the mic, if you noticed, it was a couple seconds right before they walked up there, they was laughing and giggling, looking at their suits like they were having so much fun, and then they step up and they start talking all this negative stuff. Well, the American people is watching. I don't think they really realize the backlash that they're going to get from this. And Trump's going to win again. He's going to win again at the end of the day. So,
well, I hope so.
Well, I believe he will, because I have spoke with some people on the federal level, and the Democrats can stall, but they can't stop. That's what I'm hearing. They can stall, they can get a federal judge to hold it up. But then Trump can say, throw his hands up and say, heck with it, I'm not stopping, to just continue on. And even if they do indict him, whatever they do, there's really no teeth behind it. Well, I kind of warned everybody after this midterm election that Trump was getting ready to take the gloves off, and I think they're about to come off. I think this is the last issue he's got to wrap up, and after this, then the boxing match starts.
Well, I can see him declaring a national emergency. I'm not sure how I feel about it, because then what happens if you get a Democrat in there and they declare a national emergency of global warming?
Yeah, well, what if? I mean, the whole problem with that, look, when Obama was in there, look at the things he did, pallets of money. We can't figure out where he even got it from. So I think the days of living and worrying about what if and when the Democrats get in there or whatever is not. I think we're in a save our country mode, and we just got to keep on trying to save her.
Well, I appreciate the telephone call.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too. Let me go to Tootie. Tootie, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Thanks for taking my call, Dan.
How are you?
Pretty good. I'm in the car, and I can listen. enjoying it. You know, I let me share something with you, and then please. I'll tell you why I call. It's all connected. Back in 1967, I forget the exact month, Iowa was in an area and was about to get paid. And the payroll sergeant says, "Guess what, fellas, gentlemen," he called us, "LBJ is giving you a raise. They call it a cost of living adjustment." It was the first one. And we've been doing that ever since 1967 with all federal employees and entitlements. And if you look around at our country in that, right now, the odds are of us winning, or the impediments are so great, those of us that don't work for the government, that I don't think we can overcome it. And I got a solution. I heard an interview New Year's on a guy who wrote a book called 21 Solutions for the 21st Century. His name is Hassan. He's a professor at Hebrew University in Jerusalem. And if I could find it without buying it on Amazon, I'd buy it. It's the interview was just off the chain. You can catch the podcast. But he gave three quotes. I won't go into them. But, you know, I think what we need to do is we need to forfeit and just fall on our sword and tell the government that we give up. Those of us that don't get the cost of living adjustment, those of us that have been charged to pay the taxes on this $200 trillion or whatever it is that we owe, and we know we'll never be able to do it. One of the quotes that guy said, though, and he ended the program with it, was he says, philosophers and intellectuals, they can debate things for thousands of years. And he singled out Socrates. He says, what we need to do going forward from here is we need to take more of an engineering approach and let engineers fix this mess. And we all live with it. But if we just forfeit and say we give up, maybe we can start a game over again. You there?
I am.
What do you think?
I can see some wisdom in that. I think that a non-governmental approach is always a better approach.
Absolutely. Absolutely. From a different side, I'm noticing people, you know, I've always been conservative. You know, and sometimes people get conservatives confused with what is a real conservative. But I'm seeing people that are really, really changing their attitude about Donald Trump. I mean, just about everybody. If they're not part of that system. You know, as we look at these coming elections and that, you know, I've been here for 35 years. I know everybody in Montgomery, Dan. I know who they are. I know their habits. I know everything about them.
Okay, let's push on here. So get to your final point.
Where can we find someone that's willing to fix this mess? Nobody just running for political office. Nobody serving in the legislature. They're like Socrates. We're still debating him and Plato. And look at the mess we're in. We need to get slide rules and an abacus and an engineering approach and fix this again. And make it work for all of us.
The problem is you have to get those people elected to
get them to run.
Yeah, and get them to run. Thanks for the telephone call. Appreciate it. Let me go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, good day, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good. Hey, I'd like to give a shout out, if I may, to one of your callers.
Please.
Rodney.
Yeah?
I love his phone calls. That man is squared up, I think. He thinks the way I think. And that's a shout out to Rodney.
Okay, I know he appreciates that.
Yeah. My question to you.
Mm-hmm.
If the president declares national emergency, that is by law, is it or is it not?
It is. The Congress passed something, I think, in 96.
Okay. Now, the Democrats are talking about going to the Supreme Court. If it's by law, there's nothing to debate in the court.
There's always something to debate in court because the court is going to interpret the law and see does the law give him the boundary, the parameters to do this.
Well, did they interpret the law when it was written?
No. You don't get to the Supreme Court with the law until you're adjudicating it.
Okay, if it goes to the Supreme Court,
yeah,
the president should win by law. Should he not?
Well, it depends on how they're going to interpret the law.
But the law is written. You can't read between the lines.
Well, there is some discretion there, though, Clint. It depends on the president and his administration, his lawyer's rationale for declaring the emergency. That's where the question will be. There's within the law that it's up to, is this a legitimate purpose?
Okay. All right, guys. I guess you answered my question. I don't know. I still think the man went. I mean, it's bull. You can't go to court on some of the law.
Yeah, that's what you go to court on, or things that are law.
I know what you said. You think I'm a dummy, so.
No, I didn't say that. We didn't say that at all.
Yeah. I'm just throwing out some things on this, but, all right. I hope the president wins. I'm behind him 100%. And by the way, my paycheck was a little late for the military, so. Mm-hmm. But that's fine.
Here we go. Clint, thanks for
Yeah, thank you, sir.
You have a good one. News Talk 93.1, the Dan Morris Show. We'll be back right after this.
All of the things you've done, I wouldn't criticize. I guess you had to wait.
Dan Morris Show.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
This is calm, it's gonna get you. Gonna knock you right on the head.
272-9228, this is where we are.
You better get yourself together. Pretty soon you're gonna be dead.
Why in the world? Joey, let's go back to the Major Garrett story here. He was just talking about the media. Now he's gonna be talking about the shutdown. Listen to the way he's couching this.
As federal workers feel the pain of the shutdown, Washington bickers about who is negotiating and who isn't.
Well, the president walked into the room and passed out candy.
Despite that sweetener, the talks remained sour. And after a meeting with Republican senators, the president was asked by reporters if the rank and file is standing by his shutdown strategy.
But they're with us all the way.
The White House has shifted its message from shutdown enthusiasm.
I am proud to shut down the government for border security, Chuck.
To exaggerated claims about terrorist crossings at the southern border.
Nearly 4,000 known or suspected terrorists come into our country illegally.
To emphasizing migrant suffering.
It's humanitarian, right? Not terrorist.
It's actually both.
To considering declaring a national emergency in order to sidestep Congress and use Pentagon funds for the wall.
I have the absolute right to do national emergency if I want. My threshold will be if I can't make a deal with people that are unreasonable.
There is an emerging theory in the White House that this national emergency declaration might be the best way, might be the only way out of the shutdown. It would give the president the money he wants for the border wall, allow him to sign the bills to reopen the government. Yes, there'd be political fallout and blowback, legal challenges, but the White House theory believes those are fights worth making. John?
So, Major, if the president does go that route and declares a national emergency, what agency builds the wall?
Army Corps of Engineers, made up mostly of civilians. Interestingly, the Secretary of the Army and the Chief Engineer of the Army Corps of Engineers coming with the president here today. About $20 billion in unspent Pentagon funds available to the president for this use. So we might be seeing that in the not too distant future.
It's, you know, if they do go to court and argue this, and like I said, I'd love to hear if there's, if Chad is out there, can answer this question. If someone files a suit in a, say, the Atlanta or the Texas district, and the appeals court or the federal judge agrees with them, and then does it stop there? And so somebody, a federal judge in the 9th district, can't disagree with a federal judge in the Atlanta or Texas district or, you know, area. That would be interesting to see. I would love to know the legal answer to that, just to see what would happen.
Hearing those numbers, $20 billion in unused Pentagon funds, this strangely works out to that scenario, a win-win for both bases of the opposing parties. The Democrats get the government open and can continue to blame the president for, you know, all the stress he's caused the nation, and Trump can get his money and build the wall and say, you know, I didn't want to do it this way, but those, you know, closed-minded Democrats, Nancy and Chuck, wouldn't give it to me. It's a strange, polarizing win-win. It almost makes it seem like that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's, well, I can tell you the Pelosi and Schumer, what's going to happen is everybody's going to declare victory.
Right.
That's what always happens. Declare victory and then go about your merry way. And I think that Nancy and Schumer can declare victory once. I think Trump is going to show things in action. I think it's interesting that he's taking the engineer, Army Corps of Engineer, and the head of the Army down there with him to McAllen, Texas.
And as we speak, he just stepped out of the airplane and is on the ground in Texas.
In Texas, as they say. As they say, this is going to be very, very interesting. So let me do this. This is an interesting guy who's written a book called The Trump Factor. And listen to him talk about Trump and his strategy.
President Trump walking out of a meeting with Schumer and Nancy Pelosi at the White House yesterday after the House Speaker, Madam Pelosi, refused to agree to a border wall or even discussing it. But it's not the first time he's used this negotiating tactic. Before he became president, Donald Trump shared advice on Twitter that sometimes the best deal you make is the one you walk away from. Then you come back and you make the deal. Here to break down the art of the deal is the author of The Trump Factor, Brad Thomas. I guess with this, we're going to find out whether or not the art of the deal actually works in politics.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the art of negotiation, Steve. And, you know, one thing I've learned, I'm the editor of an investment newsletter, and one of the number one rules that I preach and teach my readers, followers, on a regular basis, is to protect your principal at all costs. One of the things, to parallel that, one of the things that the CEO of this country, his number one job is to protect the safety of this country at all costs. And that's precisely what you're seeing right now. I've attended dozens and dozens of campaign rallies when President Trump was running for president, and it's just been a common denominator. It's a pillar of his campaign is to protect this country, and sure, the wall is one of the most important pieces of that agenda.
So what he's trying to do is protect the country, and that's what piece of his agenda. Now he's going to be talking about the tactic in walking away so you can actually make a deal.
And when you look at his personal history as a businessman and a real estate developer, he got Mar-a-Lago, he got that winery down in Virginia, he got Doral Country Club in South Florida, all by going to the negotiating table, making an offer that I'm leaving. That's not something I can deal with. Came back later and got those things at fire sale prices.
Absolutely, Stephen. I'm very familiar with all of these properties. I've visited them and wrote about them in my book, The Trump Factor. And that is the quintessential Trump factor at work here. All of those properties you mentioned, Mar-a-Lago, where President Trump was able to acquire this property, it took 3 years, but eventually he got exactly what he wanted by pushing back, finally getting his end results.
Well, the president, then businessman Donald Trump, did tweet out in May of 2014, the best deals you can make are the ones you walk away from and then get them with better terms. The peril, though, Brad, is the fact that with so much on the line and hundreds of thousands of federal employees currently furloughed, could this backfire?
Absolutely, and I feel for those people. I mean, it's a tough part of it, but we have basically two things going on here. We've got a political deal that President Trump is negotiating, and we've got a business deal. And we really have to bifurcate those transactions, those deals, if you will. One thing I got to point out, Steve, is the mainstream media doesn't really want to focus on the fact that we're not really talking about one deal that he's negotiating. He did walk away from a deal yesterday.
Right.
But look at all the deals that are going on behind the scenes that, that the mainstream media does not give him credit for.
And that's exactly right. They do not give him credit for it. And I think that in an awkward way, I think Trump's going to get his way in this whole thing. But the key word there was awkward. Excuse me. News 793.1. Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
This is calm. It's going to get you. Going to knock you right on the head.
You better get yourself together. Pretty soon you're going to be dead.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
What on earth you trying to do? It's up to you. Yeah, you. It's as calm as gonna get you. Gonna look you right in the face.
Better get yourself together, darling.
Human race.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's canceled the trip to the World Economic Forum in Switzerland because of the ongoing government shutdown. Before leaving for Texas today, President Trump again says he may declare a national emergency to appropriate money for a southern border wall. And he says it's fake news that he promised Mexico would pay for it.
When during the campaign, I would say Mexico's going to pay for it.